May passed peacefully at Hilltop House, Squamish, B.C., September 5, 2022, to be with her Lord and Savior. She was born in Victoria on January 6, 1928, to Burnett and Hetty Scott Polson, the 12th of 13 children, all of whom predeceased her. May is survived by her two daughters, Mary, Connie, Bruce, three grandchildren Wayne, Sandy, Shelley, Bill, Diana, Clay, 12 great-grandchildren, 12 great-great-grandchildren, numerous nephews and nieces, and chosen extended family. May was predeceased by her grandson Bob and her son-in-law Mate. May was raised on a farm and loved the outdoors. She was very creative. Some of her hobbies included baking, cake decorating, sewing, knitting, bingo and gardening. She definitely had a green thumb. She was a die-hard Canucks and Blue Jays fan, never missed a game. She was married to Hugh Campbell in 1950. Together, they had two daughters. That marriage didn't turn out as she had hoped. She taught Sunday school and worked at Eaton's. In 1968, she met with an old boyfriend, Ron Allen, and was married in 1970. Ron had two children, Christine and Kathy, to add to the family. They lived in Richmond, B.C., before moving to Brackendale in 1973. They built their house there while enjoying camping at different lakes in the area with trout and salmon fishing. They parted in 1979. In December of 1979, May started working at United Pharmacy, Pharma Save, and moved to Squamish, where she could walk to work. She retired in 1993, joined the Royal Purple and enjoyed her retirement. She moved into Hilltop House in 2016. May will be remembered as being very generous. We will carry your memory in our hearts. May's family expresses their heartfelt thanks to Dr. Bull, Dr. Miller, and the nurses and staff of Hilltop House for their care and support. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to Hilltop House Support Society. Celebration of Life will be held at the Squamish Baptist Church on Saturday, October 22, at 1:30 p.m.